Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
So TikTok is suing the U.S. government to stop an enforcement of a bill that passed last month. So, you know, we're not going to be able to scroll on TikTok. But I got to be honest with you. I don't want to talk about that right now. I listened to this audio that Mo sent to me of Caitlin Clark at a press conference with the most uncomfortable question from a reporter. So this reporter, for context, has now been suspended. He won't be allowed to cover the her team, the Fever, because of this weird thing that he said where he made some heart hands at her. Because I guess that's like a thing that
she
does.
That's her move that she does when she scores.
So she does that. And so then he does it to her and then proceeds to just make things way more uncomfortable than they need to be.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
He does the heart hands.
Like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine.
It's very, very creepy, very, very uncomfortable. So now he has been suspended because of this very awkward interaction between him and Caitlin Clark, of course, who's going to be the star of Indianapolis.
Yeah, he immediately came out and apologized afterwards. Like, listening to it, not that I'm trying to defend the dude, but I don't think he intended to be creepy. I think it just came out creepier than he intended it to be. Because, like, he was just like, he wasn't trying to make it sexual. He was just like, the heart hands or whatever, because that's her thing. And this is such a huge star. And I think he got nervous. And I think he said something stupid. And he immediately regretted it because of his reaction afterwards and his apology. Not excusing it. This doesn't excuse the comment, but I do think there was ignorance there, not malice.
I do think him saying what he said at the end of, if you do that from here on out, then we'll be fine. Like, if I was her, that would have made me uncomfortable. Because why do I have to do anything for you to be fine in this situation? And so for that alone, to me, if she felt uncomfortable with that comment, I completely understand why. And for it to be the first conference, I could see why they was like, okay, we've heard enough of him.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. All right, back to TikTok. So they're suing the U.S. government to stop the enforcement of that bill that passed that is hoping to force the owner to sell it because apparently them having the data based in Texas, and it's very convoluted where they have no proof that the Chinese owner of TikTok is basically storing data and using it against Americans. So it's supposedly this national security risk, but they have no proof for it. So now TikTok is coming back and saying that this is a violation of our First Amendment rights to be able to use this app. So the lawsuit says that this is an unprecedented violation. It states that Congress has not offered any evidence suggesting that this is a security risk. A statement from TikTok says, for the first time in history, Congress has enacted a law that subjects a single named speech platform to a permanent nationwide ban and bars every American from participating in a unique online community with more than 1 billion people worldwide. Obviously, the Department of Justice not coming out and saying anything about this, but we can assume that at some point they will have a rebuttal for this, because now it just seems like it's going to be a back and forth legal thing for the next year, couple years, and really nothing is probably going to come from this.
Yeah, I don't see it getting shut down anytime soon.
No,
I don't either.
All right, a security guard was shot outside of Drake's mansion in Toronto. Do we think this has anything to do with the current beef between him and Kendrick?
So that was. was the obvious first response to it from a lot of different people. But from people who have been doing the digging behind the scenes, it actually appears that this came from the Weeknd's camp, allegedly. That's what people are alleging, that OVO, which is Drake's camp, has had a behind-the-scenes beef that's much deeper than hip-hop for a while now, before this even started. And allegedly, there was a security guard that was also shot on the week from the Weeknd's camp a while ago, and this may be some sort of retaliation because Drake and the Weeknd both being from Canada, and they've had some history, and they've been beefing for a while. So we don't know that it has anything to do with the Kendrick and Drake beef. People seem to think it actually has something more so to do with the Weeknd and Drake beef.
Do we have any idea what that beef between the Weeknd and Drake is? Like, do we have any ideas?
Well, I think it stemmed from when the Weeknd first came onto the scene. Drake wanted to sign him, and the Weeknd did not want to. He wanted to do his own thing. So Drake asked the Weeknd for a couple songs. He ended up taking about 5 of the Weeknd songs and putting them on his album. So there was some tension between the two of them ever since. And the bigger the Weeknd got, Canada just wasn't big enough for the both of them.
All right. He says he never married because he didn't want his mom to be jealous. Is he a devoted son, or is this unhealthy? It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.